today is a really big day for the town of Lithgow. The historic Zigzag Railway is reopening to the public. It's been closed for years, but COVID and bushfires have all affected what is an icon. It's been a long road back, and it's been very much thanks to volunteers that the Zigzag Railway is back in action. Dan Zolfill is the acting manager. He's a former volunteer himself. He joins us on the program. Dan, this is a big day for you.
Yeah, g'day. Absolutely. It's massive.
So what's going to happen today?
Today will be our first time in 10-plus years that we'll be running commercial passenger services. We'll be running a 10:30, 12:30 and 2:30 departure from our Clarence precinct.
So for those that aren't aware of the Zigzag Railway, because we broadcast this program all over the country, it dates back decades and decades and decades, doesn't it?
Yeah, from the 1860s, it was built by the engineer John Winton, and it was the original train link between Sydney and Bathurst and the wider regional west.
So this was the way we got across the mountains?
Yeah, this was the way we got down the other side of the Blue Mountains into the Lithgow Valley. It was the Zigzag Railway, yeah.
So what's happened over the past few years? You've had a lot of challenges, haven't you?
Yeah.
To say the least?
To absolutely say the least. I mean, you know, closed for business, you know, 11-plus years ago, and the rebuilding effort after that. We've had, you know, two large-scale bushfires. We've had pandemics. We've had floods. We've had washaways. We've had vindictive sort of vandalism. Nearly anything that the world could have thrown at us, we have taken on the chin and overcome. It's been a lot. Yeah, it's been a lot.
What impact did the actual bushfires have? Did that meant that the railway infrastructure that you had there was just burnt out?
A lot of it, yes, mate. So the two various fires, we lost kilometres of our track. Our track is trying to remain true to the heritage is timber slept. So we lost timber sleepers, we lost toilet blocks, platform buildings, we lost items of rolling stock, carriages, we lost our locomotive workshop. We did suffer considerable loss in the fires, yeah, absolutely.
And then did COVID then delay the whole process of trying to get back on your feet and rebuild?
Well, it's a beautiful thing that the Zigzag Railway family is so large, but in the time of a pandemic, it does make it hard to get people from, you know, Kiama to the Central Coast to Sydney to the regional west all together in one place to do some work. So COVID absolutely made that really difficult.
Tell me about the volunteers. I suspect it's a pretty big operation. You've mostly had volunteers work on the project.
Mostly been volunteers. So it's a combination in the last 5 years of volunteers all the way through. In the last 5 years, we've had some full-time employment opportunities as well as partnered with some industry partners and some contractual help through government funding and things like that. But essentially at the crux of it has been our strong team of volunteers. And I think Zigzag, being a volunteer-based organisation, has relied so heavily on the dedication of our volunteers and their hard work, yeah.
So the way forward now in terms of trying to encourage people to come back, do you want to see lots of people from Sydney and other parts come up and spend some money there?
I would love to see our trains full every operating day, people from far and wide, and absolutely visiting our railway and experiencing what we have to offer, as well as you know, the regional west as well. Yeah, absolutely, it's really exciting times.
Now you're booked out this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, we're booked out this weekend, so there are still a couple of tickets available for the 2:30 service on Sunday.
Okay, great.
But they're absolutely selling fast.
And then, so going forward, if people jump on your website, they'd be able to book spots the next few weekends.
Moving forward, yep, the rest of the year is opened on our website, so the running days for the rest of our year are open, and you're able to purchase tickets, but just jump on the website, and that'll direct you towards our ticket sales. Yeah, absolutely.
Mate, that is fantastic. Congratulations to all the volunteers who have done the work and yourself. It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means a lot.
Thanks, Dan. Dan Zolfill, who's the acting manager of the Zigzag Railway, opened today.